Welcome to the Marvelous Ones, here all across the interweb, ndnradio.com, iTunes, a couple pod servers. Hopefully, sometime this week we'll be on, I don't remember the name of all the apps, but I have a list of apps that I've submitted us to.
Well, it's getting warmer. We can just crack the window. Two people can hear us from outside.
I have put windows, speakers out in the windows to blare it out to the parking lot before.
Oh.
It will not be a first time for me. You know, I know the great people of Manassas will love that.
Yes.
This is like our secret lair.
Lair.
Hey, isn't that what it is?
Yes, it is.
We need a name, just like our right...
Yeah, you have the Bat Cave. You got the Fortress of Solitude.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Studio of Doom.
That makes my head hurt.
Super Frenzy. A little too close.
Yeah, wait, we
got to wait for that moment. Just like the right hook of justice. Just something that will just...
Something's going to pop
lightning
out.
Lightning will strike.
You know...
The Studio of something.
Yeah. Something will come out.
See, we're
thinking too hard on it.
Yeah, that's right. It's got to come natural.
Got to get off that. So I'm going to geek a little sci-fi out of the side here and get away from Marvel and DC for a minute.
Okay.
I saw a commercial, and I haven't done a ton of research on this, but I kind of was doing a fist pump, that Netflix is coming out with a remake of the Lost in Space series.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard
about
that.
We mentioned that a few weeks ago.
On the show?
Yes, we did.
Was I here for that?
I don't know if I was here for that.
I'm not sure I was here for that.
Warren, were you by yourself?
No, I was not by myself.
Were you podcasting by yourself?
Were you wearing pants?
Did you pee-wee podcasting while intoxicated?
No.
All right.
Let's do that.
But we mentioned it, and it was just a short little mention because we... Some of the upcoming new sci-fi series for this year in Lost in Space on Netflix was one of them.
Is it
Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix. I don't remember that. I saw the commercial and I was kind of like, ooh. Like, it's Netflix, so it's either going to be great or horrible.
Yeah, they
don't have it in between.
They don't.
Well, what did you guys think of the remake of the movie with Joey, like, whatever, 10 years ago or something? That was just a little bizarre.
It didn't work for me.
It started kind of well, but then it just went really weird when they played with time again, where he was older and he turned creepy.
That is the one rule of science fiction that I think it needs to be added to the rule book of science fiction.
I didn't know there's a Bible or
etched
in stone. Oh, okay.
If your show is not about time travel, you never put time travel in there. It's what killed it's what killed Star Trek Enterprise.
I don't think it killed it.
It killed it.
I like the movies.
It did kill Babylon 5, which I loved.
Anytime the writers get stuck and they start throwing in time travel, you know the show is done. It sucks. Unless the show is about time travel.
Warren's taking this personally.
I do, because it's terrible.
I can't argue with him right now.
I'm not arguing. It was just the visceral nature in his tone.
He's angry.
It pisses me off. It's just writers cheat for science fiction.
Wow. The best content we've gotten out of Warren, and it's not even related to any of our topics.
Warren needs a timeout, I think. He needs not because he's bad.
Warren, go downstairs and have a beer.
He needs to Hulk out just somewhere.
Yeah. Go downstairs, throw the right hook of justice on somebody walking down the street. You'll be like, this is for time travel.
If I could find some of those writers
Walk downstairs.
The best example I have is Star Trek Enterprise.
That show is
brand new. They're out there floating around in space. They have all these aliens they can find, and they can do all the crazy stuff because they're brand new. Everything's new. And what do? They start putting time travel in at the very beginning.
They saved the whales, though, that one movie with like Spock.
But that movie was about time travel, so it's okay. The premise of the movie was
you just got
about that.
Down.
It got too complicated.
All right. So
if they throw it in there,
help me out. Okay, because that's a bad example.
Yeah,
that
was
a bad example for me. Star Trek Enterprise, right? Are we talking like the original, like Captain?
They're like five or six now.
Captain Archer.
Oh, like Sterling Mallory Archer?
No, different Archer.
You know, I'm gonna
Quantum Leap Enterprise.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh,
with T'Pol, the Vulcan female, who's the first officer.
Yeah.
I knew you guys would recognize.
Talk to me about stuff I recognize. Right? There's so many Star Trek versions. I don't know what.
Yeah, too many now.
You got to go with the chicks, right? Uhura means James T. Kirk, right? You know.
Frame of reference.
Reference points.
Usually it's just the captain. You know, your Archer, your
Janeway. No. That might work for most people.
You know Janeway, right?
Yeah, that's with like seven to nine.
Yeah,
seven
see, there you go. Now, I mentioned 7 to 9. I got this right.
Jerry Ryan.
So, like, I will agree with Warren. I thought Babylon 5 was a great series.
It was great
until they got into that very end of it. They got into that time travel with the old station, new station, and it ruined it.
It's for the average viewer. Time travel stuff just ruins it because we're watching for escapism, not trying to figure out theory of relativity.
You know, I.
So you're cool though, Mr. Big Shield fan. They did a big time jumper thing.
But that's the plot.
That was the plot line.
But I'm deferring because at first you were like, if the storyline is straight, all of a sudden they throw a time story. But if it's four times, see, it gets a little complicated, Phil. I'm just trying to follow.
It is a little bit complicated.
That's why I was trying to clear it up, too.
Yeah, I got it, right. But it's just, it became more complicated
like
than initially
it's a crutch presented. When it's way too often it's a crutch. Time travel becomes a crutch, right.
Okay.
Right, and I
and you can see
that.
It.
I actually binge-watched over this past weekend, Ray Donovan, because I was behind. I don't know if you guys watch Ray Donovan.
Heard
on
of it,
Showtime.
Never watched.
Okay, so it's about like a fixer and stuff, and apparently during the off-season, his wife died. I mean, she didn't, like, really die or anything.
It's because it's a show.
Right, but it's a show. Right, exactly. But they spent the entire fifth season doing all these flashbacks to when she was alive and when she was dead. And it's like, Ray Donovan was a very intense show. I'm ready to punt out on it after a season of flashbacks. Right? It's like the flashback jump around stuff that...
That too will screw up a show.
Well, I mean, I'll get artsy here. Just whether it's a fine painting or it's a television show, okay, whatever... It's art, so it works or it doesn't work. Look at Highlander, for example. That was the ultimate flashback movie. But wow, you know that's a pop cult number one big jumbo fat
that's
one.
That's different. That was.
I'm just saying. If it works, it works. Sometimes it doesn't work.
That was time travel, right? He survived hundreds of years or thousands of years.
It wasn't
right?
time travel. It was just over thousands of years, kind of thing. Well, not thousands. Sorry.
Speaking of things science fiction related.
Now, where are we going with that? You started something about it.
Yeah, Warren, I don't know if you watch the show, but I'm pretty sure Fernando does.
Walking Dead?
Oh,
yeah. Big fan. Huge fan. No
it's
people.
Okay. I've watched a few, but I'm not into it.
Sunday night they came back. If you haven't watched Walking Dead, too bad. We're going to spoil it.
That's what we do
wait,
here.
Wait, we do spoilers? All right.
That was the spoiler. Right?
Okay. I have Steven Yeun's email. Just, you know, not bragging, but, oh, yeah, well, actually, I am bragging.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'm literally going to moon you one day in the studio.
A girl can dream.
Oh, dirty. One, as artsy person, you get all, let's get
Warner,
all filmmaking.
You're looking at Fernando when you
Fernando,
say Warner.
Yeah, oh, okay. No. I'm going to say, I'm sorry. No,
I know we all look alike, but.
4-1. 4-1, not Warren.
Oh, for one.
For one. For one. For one. Number one.
Number one more.
For number one. Yes, no. Send your hate mail to Ken at ntnradio.com. He actually oversees us and puts us in our place. Why did this last episode have to be, like, completely
Coral.
Dark?
Coral! No more Coral!
Thank God.
Get in the house, Coral.
Everybody else gets bit by a walker, and they're alive for, like, 3 minutes on the show. He gets bit by a walker, and it's like two and a half years.
It was through clothing, so it was filtered. And he's younger. I don't know.
I did see a lot of back and forth on Facebook about this episode.
Did you? Horrible. I didn't. Well, I've been on Facebook today.
It was horrible. And everything was dark. Like, I felt like...
It's The Walking Dead. What did you want? Rainbows and Dorothy?
It didn't have to be like... I literally looked at my television at one point, and I was like, I think they're just showing me a black screen. There's nothing going on. It's just talking. It was almost like the Morgan Freeman narrating it.
Well, then you should have loved it.
If it had been Morgan Freeman, I probably would have. You know, I know you can't see what's actually happening to Coral right now.
Coral.
And when did the kid who said four words the entire show become this political philosopher?
As an actor, I think he did really well on this episode. The other ones, I haven't been a huge fan, but this one...
I hated his talking dead afterwards. He's like, well, I think Carl wanted to do this. And it's like, well, you don't think anything because you just read other people's words.
You never know. It depends on the show. It depends on the show. I mean, sometimes, yeah, it's a Spielberg. Just this is the way it's written. This is the way you say it. Sometimes they do work with him. Like, they'll do what's called Discovery. And you like, they'll say something, oh, you know, that'll work.
Well, I think him and Michonne were best friends.
They kind of were. Yeah, they were.
Yeah, but how about this? How about, I'm sorry it took me 58 minutes to die, and you had to suffer through that. How about that?
I didn't think it was that bad. It was okay. It didn't take me out of it.
It definitely put a...
Let's be honest, though.
Like the Fear of the Walking Dead people
This whole season. Basically, after Glenn died, has been a thud. Don't get me wrong. I'm a huge fan. Huge fan. But this season, aside from that very first... I love Negan. The character is, in my opinion, phenomenal.
Yeah.
But this whole season, when they do like the second, third tier characters going out on their own adventures, like, I want to see Rick and Daryl, the bromance. I want to see like situations where they go psycho and rip out guts, where they kind of did on this one, but where just Rick has no choice because they're about to rape his son, so he goes literally for the jugular. You know, those raw moments and just the brother, and you're my brother. Like, oh damn, it's emotional.
Yeah, like I feel like the whole group is falling apart, which it is.
We're just written that way.
It's written to fall apart, but they're like falling apart to a point where I've always rooted for Carl to get killed. I've hated the kid.
Andrew's been my number one. Great actress, but just her character is killing me.
Yeah, I hate Carl. He got bit the season finale.
He cheered.
I did. I literally was like, yes!
I was surprised. I thought he's like one of the like last four core people from season one.
Well, you got Rick.
It's Rick.
Carol.
Right.
You got the baby. Whatever happened to the baby that was the baby for like seven or eight years?
Well, it all depends because they started doing that flashback to the future where
she's... Well, that's fantasy. That was supposed to be Carl's vision of the future. So
yeah, where she's like 45 or something. I don't know.
She's like 8
or something. Wait a minute.
That's another question.
That means she's like 45 because she's only aged
as long
like
as,
6 months and 4 years.
As long
years
as you don't
shows.
See 8-year-old girls and go, she's 45. Because that's a different territory altogether. And I have to leave.
Okay.
Sorry, I had to point out.
But anyways, I feel like The Walking Dead this year is just dragging.
I think I mentioned on Facebook, they planned it for 12 seasons.
Yeah.
So something sort of like Stranger Things, they're going to take them out. There's a plan to end it. Like for Stranger Things, it's high school. For this one, it's
I heard a rumor that Morgan, not Morgan Freeman. If it had been Morgan Freeman, I'd be excited.
Yeah, he'd be all in.
So someone could explain it to me.
Morgan,
why is he living so long?
Morgan as Carl is going to be the crossover guy to the Fear
of
the Walking
Dead. Already been put out there. I'm trying to figure out how he does that.
Obviously,
he's got to go in the past. Right?
Well, yeah. Right. Well, like time travel.
Warren's.
Well, one of the things I read, right, and the anger's going to come out of Warren, and I don't even know if he follows the show.
I don't follow
it. But it's travel, time travel. One of the things I read is that time that Morgan disappeared between when Rick met him in, episode 3 or whatever.
Right. To, episode 1, actually.
Episode 1 to when he got reunited and feels so good. That they're going to say he was out west with this other family.
Okay.
But then how come this other family isn't further along in their knowledge of zombies? I don't know.
That's California. They're here in Virginia right now.
Yeah, but
so
when he met Rick, they were in Georgia.
No, that's what I'm saying. But if you're talking about that period where he was like not with the show.
Maybe he went west.
What, did they still have Amtrak and during the zombie apocalypse?
You know what? Listen,
young zombie.
Before they had Amtrak, people used to walk cross country and what?
What are we, Europe? This is the United States, USA.
6 months? I don't know.
6 months probably.
Right? And he probably stole some cars.
That's like Kung Fu.
Yeah, right. Well, but he had what?
Which you're doing a remake of?
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Shut your face.
Yes, they're doing a remake of Kung Fu.
No.
As a movie or a TV show?
Yeah, you guys finished talking about
it.
Look it up.
Yeah.
Are they going to have like this like
keep talking about
sadomasochist guy?
Talk about zombie Kung Fu master.
Kwai Chang. Uh-huh.
It's
an awesome show.
You know, that's what I've been hearing. The predominant thing is that when he was vanished from this show, they're going to make it seem like he was over there.
I guess that'll work, but it's going to be kind of weird because they really got to have like some hardcore people looking at the story. You know, the
storyline, right?
Yeah, timeline. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be bizarre.
So is the deal? Is he going to die then this season?
I don't know.
You know, I'd liked him. Like he was one of those people that was, with characters would be less, would be so much more. Because when he came in, it was pow, bang. That performance he had when he's all nuts and had his own fortress.
Yeah.
I mean, that was acting. That was bad.
But now he's like, crazy, now he's like,
yeah, now he's like, Carol, let's team up. And then,
maybe
I'm
him and Carol
him.
Hook up. Have a little.
Nah, she's, it's her and Ezekiel are kind of like the item. Ezekiel wants to hit that bag.
Oh, yeah. Ezekiel,
he wants that bag.
Ezekiel's like, my lion's gone. I need some new kitty.
PG-13 meter going hard.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, well, I brought up the... Never mind.
So we're all good, right? I didn't even
hear you.
I wasn't even the first one to violate.
No one's listening, right?
Probably not. Hopefully not.
Carl's dead,
thank God.
So... I'm more strategy, because one thing they've done well enough, because they're not professional warriors, is they've used strategy, whether it's a weapon or a truck or themselves. I would love to have seen Coral go out there and just like go in a blaze of glory, just storm Negan's fortress, because he's gonna die anyway.
Okay,
you know.
So explain this to me.
Uh-oh.
Right, because I'm kind of with you on that. Coral is up there on his pedestal at the wall talking to Negan in the last episode.
Yeah.
Negan's standing there with his bat.
He's unbitten.
He's unbitten at that point.
Yeah.
Right? He's got this plan. People can start doing things. Why doesn't Carl draw down on Negan, try and shoot him? I would have.
You think he would have got a shot off? Maybe.
I think he would have got one.
It wouldn't be great. It wouldn't be epic enough, the taking out of Negan
right,
that way.
Right, instead we had to look, I like you, Carl. You're going to be my boy.
Well, Negan the whole deal was he was burning time, so people started scurrying like Morlocks into the sewage.
Yeah, you know what? You burn a lot more time when people are ducking behind their cars.
Oh, yeah?
You unload the big old revolver.
don't you be unloading that big old thing around me.
That big old revolver. Dang, 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 dang. All right. Warren, what have you found for us?
So Hollywood.com says that the new project will serve as a sequel and will center on a Buddhist monk and Kung Fu master, Lucy Chang.
Of course. It
will be set in 1950s America, and Chang will travel throughout the U.S. searching for the man who stole her child.
That bastard.
Who plays
Lucy Chang?
Doesn't say here.
Unknown, maybe? Someone new?
Doesn't say.
Hmm. Well, you gotta hate it when they steal your kid. You gotta break out the Kung Fu.
Yeah. I'm just figuring.
They're doing the pilot now, which, you know, but everything you get.
1950s?
That part I don't quite get.
Well, I thought Kung Fu happened in like the 70s.
Well, no, back in Westerns. No, that was
Bang
Shing.
Oh, you're right.
It was a Western Eastern. That was the whole hook. It was a Western.
The show was put out
Eastern.
In the 70s.
Yeah, but
yeah,
it was
maybe.
Definitely in the Westerns. You're right. I kind of got. Oh, God.
There's this movie called Lincoln, just went on Netflix. It didn't happen. It came out.
Don't hate on me.
Lincoln's
but
not president in 2018.
When I see him walking at the end of the episode when he's walking off, for some reason Bruce Banner did where he was like, my mind went to Bruce Banner thumbing a ride in like a 70s Silverado.
It's got the same tone, the lonely walk of the hero.
And I got stuck in that, and I'm like, wait, didn't he thumb a ride? And then you guys started saying that. I was like, oh, wait.
And F you for bringing that, because the song's in my head now. I hear the piano keys going, and
for
it makes
Bruce
me
Banner,
so sad.
It does. It's like, please, Wolverine, don't rip somebody's head off and go, roar.
I'm so lonely.
I will never feel bad for the Hulk or Banner after Ragnarok.
What?
I'll never feel bad for him again.
Those references are just too vast and wide. We're talking 70s, and you're talking like Justin Bieber.
I've never really liked the old Hulk. Is not
which what which Hulk?
None of the movies or none of the TV shows.
You didn't Lou Ferrigno as Hulk?
You didn't?
He as a character, Ferrigno did a good job with it, but I just didn't get into it.
You know, you're gonna make him angry.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
That was there. They called the alley-oop.
That was like, woo! I feel like that should be on SportsCenter.
Fernando with the assist.
thank you very much.
It should be, you know, this Sci-Fi Channel should do their version
of
those, you know, the top 10 activity. You know, ESPN has the top 10 alley-oops and football touchdowns stuff. They should have a top 10 sci-fi thing, and that would have been a great one just now. That would have been
a little alley-oop
you put up there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
That's a little high concept, I think. Too high concept.
Yeah,
the sci-fi think, channel.
They're not really much of sci-fi anymore.
If you can't
anyway.
Put crappy CGI into it, the sci-fi channel's not all about it.
Yeah, I think you draw maybe nine more.
They
viewers.
Need their version of the Sports Center, the Sci-Fi
they
Center.
They need their version of the Oscars.
Hmm. Ooh, that's a fascinating.
Well, there are a version of the Oscars for science fiction. I'm trying to think of what the name of it is.
Is it just a science fiction, or is it cross
science fiction,
all pop culture, Walking Dead,
well,
Star
science
Trek,
fiction
whatever?
Is science fiction. I'm trying to think.
I'm sure that would be really kind of cool.
Because I went to
give me an idea. That may happen, man.
I might know somebody who has like video equipment and stuff. We got a ballroom. We can invite people that we like.
You can do it here in the studio.
Are you trying to hurt my feelings? You're trying to hurt my feelings, right?
You're the person with all this stuff.
What about me? I know all these things.
I think we'd host it in like some like dumpy little place out in Winchester.
Man, you
I
know
don't
what?
Know if we can I'm, afford to do
you,
it.
You
DC.
Got you. You might have planned to see. You got me thinking. I can pull that off.
When I went to Seattle, I went to the Space Needle, and at the base of the Space Needle, when I went there, it may not be there now. It was a science fiction museum, and they had a section dedicated to the Science Fiction Hall of Fame.
Well, you know they're building one, have one here now, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh,
yeah. Check it out, Science Fiction Museum. It's happening here in DC.
Why are they not sponsoring us? And B, why are we not part of that?
I've been busy.
We gotta get in on that.
Okay,
no,
yeah.
Put our foot in the door.
Yeah, that's a good sell. You're a pitch man.
I'm the pitch man on that one. We need to put our foot in the door.
No, check them out.
Yeah, I will look that up.
There's a science fiction museum. They've been heavily on the Enterprise tip. I'm trying to remember if it was them or Newseum.
The Hugo Awards is what I was thinking of.
I've never even heard
the
of
Science Fiction Hugo Awards.
Sounds familiar, but
I think it's just books, though. I'm not positive. I'm pulling it up now to take a look.
Help Phil out. I think you said the AVN Awards or something.
No, Phil would love that.
Those are literary awards. What's literary?
That's when you talk good. And you can write it on paper.
That talk good and can write, reads and writes.
Reads and writes, arithmetic, all yours.
Arithmetic, yeah. That's, I don't hate books. I'm not sure their purpose anymore.
Comic books, big pictures.
Yeah, big pictures, comic books, Game of Thrones. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
What?
Audiobooks.
I don't think you're sticking to the outline of the show. Yeah, luckily, we don't have one.
Thank God. We punted the outline the first episode. We were like...
We had one?
We did. We were like, we're going to talk about Marvel stuff and sci-fi. And we just kind of punted that.
Because I have no idea what we're talking about now.
We're talking about doing our own awards show. I think that's greater...
What I do, man. I could pull that off.
I don't think you can. You're scared.
Don't do the reverse on me.
Yeah. Come on, Warren.
I played those games.
Okay. I'm all in. If you need a goon, somebody to like keep the red carpet clean, check cross checking.
No, we don't
protect
need
to. Protect the award envelope?
No, at the end of the day, it's all the bottom line. If we can afford to bring
out
all the
envelope with the wrong, he can bring out the envelope with the wrong person.
Oh, Harvey
I
moment.
I will dodge in front of the tomatoes being thrown because we picked the wrong movies.
Yeah, they don't actually throw tomatoes anymore, do they? Or,
I don't know. I never get invited to those kind of things.
That depends if anybody hands them out as they walk in.
Hey, I can be the guy that hands them out when
we've now changed the focus of the show about talking about
tomatoes. We're not doing and tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Okay, let's
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes is a good science fiction movie.
I never watched it. I saw the like. I mean,
you
I've seen
the Puberty Love. Maybe the worst song ever recorded.
Yeah, it's so horrible. The movie is so bad, it's okay.
I mean, I've seen like the trailers and all the camp that's gone with it, but I never sat down and watch the entire film.
It goes, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. And it's something like, it's the story of Marvin Marvich, who went out to take his garbage. He saw a tomato in a tree. Now he's just the memory.
Feels
something like that, yeah.
I totally am a fan. Not so much of Attack of the Killer Tomatoes 2. But Attack of the Killer Tomatoes 1 was
It
solid.
Sounds like the Marty, what's the one with the flute, the Huff and Puff almost. That's what it reminded me of when you started singing that. Just the kid going out and having a kid with his flute in the forest, and then magic happens.
This is my, we're going to skip away from that. Thank you for the topic.
Millennials have no idea what we're talking about.
No, they don't, and they shouldn't.
Huff and Puff.
But you need to definitely check out the Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Can I just say on another, because I run a film festival, the biggest one in the Mid-Atlantic, the Nova Fest.
Which is called what?
What's it called?
The Nova Fest.
Does it have a website? Have you built the website for that yet?
The www.thenovafest.com. Point is...
Nova is in N-O-V-A.
That was the Nova.
Correct. You said you couldn't spell good or talk good.
It's on my notes.
Point I'm trying to make, not doing the free plug or anything, but we put out the nomination, not nomination, the official selections today, who got into the festival. So literally this last week, I had to relook at all the films. So I've gone well over 200 films in less than a week. So I'm a little loopy. So don't recommend more movies for me to watch.
I really need somebody to watch artistic films and give honest and good
content. See, like you said that orally artistic, but I envision the text having quotes and italicized and then reinterpreting it into potential nudity is what...
That's exactly what he said.
Adult mature language.
That is exactly what he
language,
said.
Language visuals. Because we do get those too.
I thought all independent movies were like that.
We take it all though. We've got documentaries, some cool stuff on airplane. We take on everything. But yes, those movies, we do get those too. What's that?
You do the documentary things too.
Oh, definitely. We had a lot of documentaries this year. Some cool ones. Some military ones. We had a pharmacist who, on her own, decided to make a documentary. She went to the Congo to find different medicinal discoveries and
herbs?
Just all whatever it takes.
Ooh, nice.
But yeah, literally she went into the Congo and like dealt with like military and bugs and
did
you know
say come on everybody, let's go to the Congo.
That's
the Congo.
That's a feminine tense.
Okay,
you gotta go to Miami for that.
Gotcha. That's
yes.
Different jungle.
So the topics on our outline list today were tomatoes, conga lines in Miami, and
totally good. You've been writing this down.
I'm reading it. This is what we prepare for the day.
I didn't. My printer.
Anyway, just that. Just throwing that out real quick. Didn't mean to go on.
No.
We want you to do that because it fits into what we're talking about.
And I also think we really should work on a sci-fi Oscar thing.
We'll talk about that offline. I can make that happen. No problem. It's just a matter of the immenseness of it. If it's like a little, like what was the wrestler movie with Mickey Rourke? If it's just like renting out a little hall, or are we going to go grand San Diego Comic Con style? That's the question.
Well, that's a budget thing.
Yes, it is.
It's a Warren. How deep are your pockets?
Not that deep.
My new business.
Phil, stop trying to figure out what's in his pocket.
My new business plan is to win Lotto for the show. That can actually happen. That's more realistic than me actually being able to afford that.
I'm telling you, man, we can make it happen. I know that's what I does right now.
That's pretty wild. You know, we don't really have enough time to jump into what we wanted to jump into today.
Which was
Warren wanted us to talk about our top 10 Marvel movies. But I have a feeling that Warren's going to want to extrapolate. I know.
I would never do that.
With the Affinity Wars.
With the Xfinity Wars by Comic-Con.
Yeah, you know what? Let's save that for sure. Let's just go right out the gate. Let's start with that.
We'll go
that
right
can branch off.
Yeah,
we've rambled
today. I just
wanted
to bring up The Walking Dead and some of the other stuff today. Because
well, I mean, don't get me wrong.
News breaks.
We're poo-pooing on The Walking Dead, but it is the number one cable television show.
It didn't make me turn it off. I mean, The one thing I was sad about is I was kind of hoping for, I wanted to see Carl shoot himself in the head.
Oh, well, it's a Hitchcock thing. You know, the imagination goes further than the actual visual.
Yeah, you know, because something tells me he missed, and he's going to be back for next week.
Well, you know, this is what I think of you guys talking about. I think you're right. He should have went out in a blaze of glory. If I was bitten by a zombie, and I had enemies that I needed to take care of,
you're going
I'm
out, man.
I'm going to take care of them.
Yeah,
because I'm gonna die anyway.
Both fists blazing, man! Bang, bang, bang!
Yeah,
hand grenades, sticks of dynamite,
the old right hook of justice,
the right hook of justice.
Right, you just kind of go out there throwing a heavy lumber.
You know, Warren, you seem like a more very Clark Kent, mild mannered guy, but man, we've hit a couple of nerves today I got to watch my back here, know that glad you're on my side.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You don't know about me, I'm very good with explosives.
Let's talk later. I have enemies.
Hey, whoa! Not on the air.
Oh, sorry.
Allegedly,
we're just making
actually.
Fun.
Actually, it's not allegedly.
He's good
fun.
With CGI graphics.
We talk about Superman and Aquaman on the show.
Yeah, and Wonder
I have a merit badge.
He has a merit badge. We'll be back next week, peoples.